Now, I do have two more bite-size, though I'm running out of chocolate. I do have two more bite-size, and they're very brief because, really, you've got to tell me either today, later, or tomorrow morning. And the first of them is from the psalm that we read just earlier, Psalm 63, verse 3. Just a little bit of that very short verse. So I'm being very kind. I want you to learn them, but I'm making them very short. Just those words, thy loving kindness is better than life. Just to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. Whether it be in prayer, whether it be as we read the scriptures, is better and nicer and finer than all the wonderful things we can do besides. So great are the things that he teaches us, so great are the things that are in his heart, that just to be doing that is bliss. I suppose most people have their hobbies, shall I call them pastimes? And you will know something of the feeling that as long as you're doing that, time passes by, the world's worries pass you by, nothing nicer makes you feel more at peace than when you're doing those things. And if you can graduate from that, and begin to understand in the spirit that just to be alone with the Lord Jesus Christ, you're not missing anything, but it's better than all the world put together. And when he conveys his kindness, his gentleness, his loving kindness to us, that is really the pinnacle of anything we can enjoy in this world. Do think about it. But this one text, one bite-sized text, thy loving kindness is better than life. Psalm 63 and verse 3. I will have one other for you later on. Thy loving kindness is better than life. But I have got the reading that I want for later on, and it's on the same page, probably in your Bibles. It's Psalm 61. The Psalm 61. To the chief musician upon Negina, a psalm of David. Psalm 61. And remember that this was written by King David, and when he talks about the king, he's talking about himself. But others as well, but himself. Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I will hide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. O prepare mercy and truth which may preserve him. So will I sing praise unto thy name for ever, that I may daily perform my vows. Amen. Don't lose that place, because we're going to be thinking about that.